Rugby League on the Big Sports Breakfast is brought to you by USG Boral, proud supporter of those who build.
Yeah, and has been involved in the City Country fixture for a number of years now. He's coaching again, probably not feeling as positive about the fixture as he'd like to be. G'day, Freddie.
Oh, I am, Flat. Now I am.
You're all right? You've slept on it? You've slept on it?
Yes, we've got a team.
You've got a team. In fact, we just chatted about half an hour ago, Freddie, to Gal about it. He said, look, the boys who are involved will be excited about it. But it's just that general attitude. And you've called for the NRL clubs and the NRL as a governing body to really, you know, to get behind it or scrap it.
I think it started with Mal naming the team a week early. Mm. And then I know Paul Green and Wayne Bennett made comments that their players were flat. Now, this didn't happen a year ago, but it seems as though people can just make decisions on the run.
Mm.
So it's more about just getting something set in place that makes sense, have everything in mind when we make those decisions, and then everyone plays off them, but everything's very whimsical.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. It's very, very fluid. It's very, very ad-lib instead of being set in stone and saying, let's make a success of this.
Yeah, the eligibility thing too, it's hard work. It's just hard work, you know. And then dealing with coaches and players and, you know, some want to play but most don't. Coaches don't want them to play.
Which, yeah.
You know, you got to understand that. It's the NRL that provides the funds for the game, really. So it's got to be our highest priority.
Mm. Yeah,
anyway, we've got our team. We're ready to go.
Yeah, well, you've got to, mate. You've got to. But rugby league is the sort of game, it's different to a non-contact sport, isn't it? I mean, you just throw in a one-off game that doesn't mean a hell of a lot, and you do risk coming out of it with some injuries, and coaches don't like that.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. That's the tough thing about the game, I think.
What was your attitude when you were an NRL coach, Brad? I guess you can understand their plight, but you've got your own self-interest.
No. I never pulled anyone out.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah, and mostly to my detriment. If you want to coach, you've got to be selfish. You've got to think about your team, your coaching. And
yeah.
And that's why what happens when you allow coaches to act how they want, they'll always put the team they're coaching first. So yeah. That's why it's got to be taken out of all coaches' hands.
Mate, it's a still should be an important game for a lot of your guys, one being James Maloney. He must be so close to a recall.
Mate, he's on the other team.
Oh, of course he is. Of course he is. He's from Gosford, isn't he?
Yes.
So he's
going to have a target on his jersey.
Yeah. But it's an important game for many blokes.
Yeah. And, you know, James Maloney's did a great job last year. He was the difference. It's a game. The thing is, every time you're playing, is an opportunity to impress. Simple as that.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's it. You can't get any more black and white than that.
Mm. And Freddie, outside of the personnel you've got, mate, you enjoy coming back in as the coach?
Yes, I just spent an hour with Paul Sirenin. That just about gives me my value. He's a very funny man.
Yes.
So we just go walking through Hyde Park with the big buttocks. And we're staying in Sydney, so...
Yeah.
Apparently going to be a beautiful week. We're here till Thursday, I think. So we do a bit of charity stuff and a bit of community stuff. And the boys don't train that hard this week. So the majority of their teammates would be, it'd be a pretty relaxed week normally. So we try to provide the same.
Mate, how many sessions will you have together?
We'll do 3 sessions for the week.
Mm. Yeah,
so, and they'll be very minimal. There'll be no like fitness, and I have a wrestle free week for them too. So we don't do wrestling. I don't do wrestling.
No. And what sort of when you got together, and what sort of feedback do you get from the players regarding it?
Well, the thing I've always found, they've always gone away and played better football. So that's been very important. My focus has always been bring kids through. There's plenty of players out there that could play for City, but always, you know, very hard sell playing for City, considering the majority of the people in the city wouldn't even know the game's on. Mm. A lot of the white-collar people in Sydney wouldn't have a clue, and I don't think they'd really care anyway. So it's a very hard sell about City. What we do, we just get out and see what's real in the city. We're down at Woolloomooloo tonight, and we just show some of the boys a reality of what city life can be.
Mm.
Not just the, the penthouses and the harbour.
Mm. They have to get away from your house then, the palace.
I'm on a farm, brother. I'm farming.
I know. You're in a good part of the world. Hey, Freddie, the Kangaroos, mate, they're obviously playing this week. We just spoke to Paul Gallen. They're only going to have a couple of sessions themselves. And Corey Parker yesterday was saying there needs to be a bit of a shift with regard to the Kangaroos, which is the age-old conversation about that. You see the importance of this match?
Yeah, well, we've lost the last three.
Yeah.
I think one of the real keys is to, just trying to raise the profile of Australia-New Zealand games. You see what they do in the Rugby Union with the All Blacks. It's just, we're coming second. And I don't think people really understand that, how close the challenge is. The games have always been fantastic, the test matches. So it's just trying to raise the profile of that. We've got a World Cup next year. But, with a five-day prep, the fact that, picking the same team all the time and the fact that a lot of them also play Origin together, I think gives them a real good chance of winning. But hopefully, it's a really good crowd out there in Newcastle. They love their footy. It'll be a pretty good game of footy, I think.
Do you see your game as a proper trial for Origin, or is it not that anymore, or was it ever?
Well, like I said before, I think anytime they play a game, it's a trial for Origin. So, it's just another opportunity to impress the State of Origin coach. You never know when an opportunity knocks at your door. So, example, even Clint Gutherson on the weekend went back to fullback, had a blinder, and all of a sudden, he gets a shot at City. So you just don't know where a good game can take you.
Yeah, that's right. You got three training sessions to mould 11 new faces.
Yeah.
into this team, and it's going to be at Tamworth Scully Park come Sunday at 4:00. We wish you all the best, mate.
Our team of Scully Wags. There you go.
There you go. Good on you, Freddie.
Led by the leading Scully Wag himself in Brad Fittler. Look, his boys are the rank outsiders at tab.com.au. It's City $2.85, $1.45 for country there. Kick off just after 4:00 Sunday at Scully Park in Tamworth.